Big Strong Jer has gone way deep in the audio vault, all the way back to the shelf that's labeled 1998.
Yeah, I got lost in the vault the other day and just happened to trip on this.
This is the Musers as the Hardline?
The very fake Hardline with a very special fake guest.
All right.
So let's give it a listen.
Enjoy.
Good afternoon, tick heads and ticket chicks. It is 3 o'clock and time for...
The Hardline.
That's right.
I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're here for the next 4 hours to talk sports and all that that implies. 787-1310 is our telephone number. We are triced up, haze gray.
Unbelievable.
And underway.
Oh, boy.
All right. Where do we start?
Well, did you see what happened in Miami?
Yes, Grego.
Well, Jimmy Johnson takes a loss.
Well, let me say this. It was not Jimmy's fault last night, what happened in Miami, all right?
Oh,
Dave Wannstedt, Jimmy protege, clearly learned from the master and learned very well.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean.
Well, that's a good point, Grego, but still, Jimmy is the preeminent coach in this league. He can do no wrong. He's much better than Barry. If he were still here, the Cowboys would be 8-0, and I think that's the bottom line.
Now, well, I mean, you predicted it, rue the day. I mean, but Cowboys are ruined the day they got rid of Jimmy Johnson.
I predicted that. The untimely suicide of Kurt Cobain.
Oh, boy.
And everything else.
And the Jack Voight game-tying home run.
That's right. What's that, Kent?
Unbelievable!
All right. Kat tells us that we have a special guest on the ticket hotline. Let's say good morning or good afternoon to his greatness, Jimmy Johnson.
What the hell y'all want?
Well, good morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, get on with it. It's afternoon. Let's get on with it.
Well, good afternoon, Jimmy.
Yeah,
that
great.
That stupid bored laugh of yours.
That's a great line, Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah, whatever.
Tell us. It obviously wasn't your fault last night that Miami lost to Chicago, so whose fault was it?
Jared's fault for firing me back in Dallas. You guys know that. I should still be coaching the Cowboys.
That's a good point. Now, Jimmy, I'm watching that game, and I'm thinking, I'll be daring. Jimmy wants to lose this game because he's positioning.
That's
what
right.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't like losing games. I hate losing games.
Yeah, but we're giving you a platform here. Expose your grand master plan why you lost that game last night. You had good reason.
Self-disclosure.
Hell, my master plan only includes about 5 Heinekens a night and worry about what piece of ass I'm going to chase around Miami. That's all I got.
Now, let me ask you something, Jimmy. Rhonda, that girlfriend of yours.
Yep.
She pretty good in the sack.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, what do you think? What the hell questions that? I'm offended by that.
Rhonda, why you want to do that? Why you want to ask him things,
Grego,
like that?
It's a fair question.
Why you want to ask him? Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. This is what's wrong with y'all's show. That's all y'all talk about. Girls ask. Who's got a big wreck? Who's good in the sack? That's why I hate you guys.
Oh, boy.
All right, let me ask
boy.
You something, Jimmy. What kind of bra does Rhonda wear? Big? What is she?
Well, she's got a big rack, so what do you think? Okay.
Boy, I bet you have fun with those.
Hey, let's get on with some football here.
Hey, Jimmy, that was a quality loss you had last night.
What do you mean quality loss, Greg?
I mean, it's just a quality loss, you know? I mean, it seemed. Hey, Jimmy, by the way, I enjoyed having cyber sex with you online the other night.
Hey, were you, Lisa 764?
That was me, brother!
Woo!
Oh, that's nice.
That was great.
Well, Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on a tremendous loss last night. And
congratulate somebody on
great
loss.
That's a great
losing
loss.
It is the worst thing that can happen to a human being.
It's a great loss.
All right. That is one Jimmy Johnson, victorious in a losing effort last night. Well, we're out of time. I guess we will eschew the 2-minute drill, Grego.
That's right. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. There from the Tickets Classic Audio Vault from 1998.
Let me just go rebury that.
Is there any wonder why Ron Owens, who on his website has a picture of him with Barack Obama, won the Marconi last night?
and not the morning musers.
Perhaps the judges were not able to hear that bit. That might have actually swayed it in their favor.
Or maybe they did hear
that.
Or
maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, maybe that was the problem.
Sorry, guys.
I did enjoy hearing that, though. It's good times from back in 1998. A little bit of fake hardline from the musers. 848 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Rich Phillips and Mike Ducey, we're in for the musers today. We'll talk some Texas OU with Kirk.